Tonight our learning is sponsored by Gitti Fishkin in memory of her mother, Rebetzin Fega Bas Yosef Dov Zichrona Levracha, by Elliot Gelman in memory of his mother, Rivka Rachel Bas Alozer Zichrona Levracha, by Mark Grunbaum in memory of his father, Reuven Ben Chaim Zichrona Levracha, by Gina and Lee Kamenetsky in memory of Lee's sister, Freda Ita Bas Moshe Chaim Zichrona Levracha, and by Norman Schmutter in memory of his mother, Lana Bas Meir Zichrona Levracha. Our Shiloh of the week, this week that we started yesterday, is a discussion of the permissibility or non-permissibility of davening at a plag mincha marav, of davening at a minyan where mincha is going to be immediately before plaga mincha and marav is going to be immediately following plaga mincha. We discussed the concept of plaga mincha, what exactly that refers to yesterday. And we noted there are different opinions regarding its potential permissibility. We noted that the Gemara and Daf Chav Zayin records machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as to what the cutoff point is for mincha and marav. Is it plaga mincha or is it Shkia Sachama? The Gemara had this strange conclusion of the Avid Kamar Avid, that you have the option, in essence, of choosing which opinion you are going to follow. But then we saw three opinions cited by the Beis Yosef regarding what degree of consistency you need in that choice. The Beis Yosef says that there are people nowadays who really just alternate every single tefillah. Mincha, they do one opinion, Marav, they do another opinion. Or, I guess, to demonstrate by way of example, if you have a perfect, let's say, 6-6 day, so Plaga Mincha comes out at 4:45, Shkia is at 6 o'clock, you have someone who wants to daven Mincha at 5 o'clock. So they say to themselves, look, I can't hold like Rabbi Yehuda today because Plaga Mincha already happened, I can't daven Mincha now. So for my Mincha, I'm going to hold like the Chachamim, I'm going to daven now because it's not yet Shkia. They daven at 5 o'clock, 5:15, Mincha is over, they want to daven Mariv. And now they realize, hey, well, if I continue holding like the opinion of the Chachamim, then I'm going to have a problem. I can't daven Mariv now because it's not yet Shkia. So you know what? For Mariv, I'm going to adopt the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that maintains the cutoff point was Plaga Mincha, and then I'm going to daven Mariv. So you end up davening both Mincha and Mariv between 4:45 and 6. It's internally incoherent. It's what we call a tarte desasri. You haven't been yotze according to either opinion, according to Rabbi Yehuda or according to the Rabbanan, but you switch off each tefillah in order to pull some halachic magic, and hocus pocus, you've managed to daven both Mincha and Mariv bizman. So that was, the Beis Yosef says, there were certain people in his times that would indeed do that. He quotes the Sefer HaShlomo, says, no, you can't do that. That's too internally incoherent. So you can alternate from day to day. One day you could daven plag, Mincha Mariv, and the next day you could daven Shkia, Mincha Mariv. But within each individual day, your internal tefillos of Mincha and Mariv need to be consistent and in accordance with one opinion. But then we saw that the opinion of the Tur and the name of the Rush was that you don't just need consistency within a particular day. You need a lifetime of consistency. The Gemara says you could choose which opinion you follow, but whichever opinion you follow, you need to follow with consistency, and you need to maintain that opinion. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin on this issue? So we'll just read the Shulchan Aruch together. The Shulchan Aruch is pretty clear. Misha espalal tfilas amincha la'achar sheshaos u'mechto l'mala yatza. If you daven mincha, he starts with a discussion of the beginning of Zman Mincha. If you daven mincha from 6.5 hours and on, that's what we call mincha gedola, you are yotze. The main time is what we call mincha katana, that's 9.5 hours. We noted in passing yesterday that that's the opinion of the Rambam. Other Rishonim hold that you could daven, that mincha gedola, mincha katana is all the same thing. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the main time is 9.5 hours into the day. Ulamala ad halayla l'rabbanan. When are you allowed to daven until? Until nighttime, according to the Rabbanan. L'Rabbi Yehuda ad plaka mincha. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the cutoff point is Plaga Mincha, which, as we said, is 10.75 hours into the day. The Shulchan Aruch continues. The Gemara concludes that you can choose which opinion. You could go either way. Then he qualifies. This is specifically when you always adopt one single opinion. Shem osakir abanon umispalo mincha ad alayla. If you want to hold like the opinion of the Chachamim, giving you more time to daven mincha, because then you could daven until Shkia, shuv eino yachol lehispal al arvis biplaga mincha ulamala. But then you can't take the advantage of the other end and start davening Mariv early from plaga mincha. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Him ozakar Rebbe Yehuda, he just spells it out for you. And if you hold like Rebbe Yehuda, mispal al arvis biplaga mincha ulamala, you gain an advantage because now you can start davening Mariv earlier. Tzarech lizar shelo yispal al mincha ba'osa shab. Then you have to be careful because you can't daven mincha then. No matter which way you slice it, you're going to get an advantage on one hand, but a disadvantage on the other. He says, "Va'achshav shenagu lehispal al tfilas mincha at halayla, ein lehispal al tfilas arvis kodem shkia sachama." He says, now that in our communities, he's speaking for the communities of Sfarad, he says, we hold that shkia is the cutoff point. You should not daven mariv earlier. B'di'evet, you made a miscalculation in terms of time, and you ended up davening Mariv from Plaga Mincha, then you were Yotze. But l'chatchilu, you certainly shouldn't do so. Interestingly, the Rama comments that, he says, U'l'didon b'medinos elu, that in Poland, they actually adopted the other opinion. The prevalent minhag in Poland, apparently, in Krakow, was to use Plaga Mincha as the cutoff point. But he also, again, maintains that you have to maintain that opinion with consistency. So you gain an advantage in terms of being able to daven Maariv earlier, but that ends up being the cutoff point, an earlier cutoff point for Tfilas Mencha. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Vav, again, simply spelling this out, says, Le'olam kechad, he says, Peirush shelo yinhog pam kach upam kach. You shouldn't have instances where you sometimes adopt one opinion and at other times adopt the other. You shouldn't have a tarti disaster, simply because it's inconsistent. He says, he adds, afilu lemachar. He says, he says, I'm not only referring to a case where there's internal consistency within a single day, even from one day to the next, you should adhere consistently to one single opinion. He says, all the more so, you can't have a single day when you engage in that internal consistency of having one tefillah according to the Rabbanan and another according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, in our community, where, like, I guess, the minhag of the Mechaber, we adopt Shkia as the main Zman for Mincha Maariv. That's certainly what we do every day here at the Zman Mincha Maariv. Today, Shkia was at 7:46, so we try to make sure that Mincha is right before, that Maariv is right afterwards. And that is the Zman Mincha Maariv that we have throughout the year. Shkia should be the main cutoff point, which, of course, would seem to indicate, just from reading the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph, and the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav, of Orach Chaim, Siman Reish Lam Gimel, you would conclude that there should indeed be a prohibition of having a plag mincha maariv. Now, is there any circumstance in which plag mincha maariv is justified? Or, to ask better, why is our shul having a plag mincha maariv next week if it's prohibited in all circumstances? So indeed, there are isolated circumstances when it is permitted to daven at a plag mincha maariv. And Be'ezra Hashem, we will discuss those scenarios tomorrow night.